The prompt that I have chosen for my theory of knowledge exhibition is, what is the relationship between personal experience and knowledge? The objects I have chosen to demonstrate how TOK concepts are manifested in the real world are a studio recording microphone, a tourist map from Japan, and a YouTube clip including sports skills of how to set a volleyball. All of these objects are related to the knowledge and knower theme because it allows me to explore how personal experience cannot only shape our perspectives as a knower, but how we can gain new information that will form our own knowledge. It allows me to also explore the intriguing concept or connection of personal experience and knowledge. The first object that I wanted to talk about is the studio quality recording microphone that I purchased in a store in Hong Kong called Tom Lee Music, and it is a musical retail company. So as a performer, I spend most of my time during breaks, and a way for me to relax is singing and writing songs. And in that process, I guess I build and improve my singing capabilities, and I learn different techniques while I record my music. This piece of technology helps capture the raw sounds of our voices, and it helps us understand where our techniques are at. And I feel that using studio recording microphones will allow us to refine and shape our voices. This object is personal to me because it is a symbol of me as a musician, and a microphone relates to an instrument, my voice, that I do love practicing and exercising. And since it is my passion, I really enjoy, you know, learning and engaging and inquiring about this microphone. And I want to expand my knowledge on music. So I personally love to, you know, sing, and I love to hear my own voice because it defines me as a person, and it is different from other people's voices. Because I'm always striving to be a flexible and educated musician, I always have the tendency of feeling the need to be full of perfection, and my voice needs to always have a beautiful sound, whether I decide that based on if a note is flat or too high or even too low. So this allows me to, I guess, refine the quality of my own voice. And although there are people who know how to use this type of microphone and they have the skill set to, it makes me wonder how microphone knowledge or knowledge in general about music was collected and where is it accumulated from. And so I thought this, well, we are always trying to discover new evidence, and we're always trying to interpret new knowledge that we've discovered, and we're always trying to find what is the truth and what is beautiful, what is considered beautiful. So how can we decide what true sounds are beautiful or not, and how are they conveyed through microphones with the clouded judgment of a different, you know, amount of perspectives that tell us what sounds beautiful and what doesn't sound beautiful. So although my knowledge is based on theory and is proven evidence of how to work a recording, studio quality recording microphone, I guess the knowledge is obtained from my personal experiment when I experiment and I try different things and how to use the microphone. So without the act of exercising my knowledge to acquire sensation, the application of knowledge would merely be, I guess, impossible to interpret. Well, that means proving my knowledge is dependent on my personal experiences, as I feel that personal experience is more solid, and I think that just relying on theoretical knowledge won't get me to that point where I can fully understand my capabilities as a musician, and this microphone challenges that. The object helps me think about perspective because all of us have different ways of, you know, judging based on what is a beautiful sound in music, what makes a beautiful voice, or how our voices are, I guess, considered beautiful. So from there, I can, I guess, find some sort of way to understand how different perspectives affect the way voices are perceived or singing voices are perceived. So the second object that I decided to focus on is a tourist map made in Japan from a train station in Japan to an entertainment park called Sanrio Puro Land. And it's a very popular one, a famous animation character, Hello Kitty. And this map, I guess, is a piece of a memory of when my family and I were on a holiday and we decided to visit this amusement park. I feel that maps are a reflection of our interpretation of the physical world around us. So whatever we see, how we see it, is all organized on a smaller scale on a map, and it allows us to distinguish different shapes and sizes or distances between locations and areas in the real world. So I feel that my personal link between the IA prompt and the map is that it helps me explore the communication of language, culture, and the power of perspective. So I feel that this object provokes my understanding and emphasis on the world we live in. So, for example, the shapes and the symbols are a way of, I guess, communicating and emphasizing the world that we live in and how it looks like. These dynamic structures, I guess, develop my knowledge as a person and identifies the truth of whether, I guess, personal experience is more reliable than a map providing me with the factual evidence. So I feel that if we are able to personally experience the guidance of a map, we can then find a way to determine whether the knowledge that is presented on the piece is stronger or more reliable than our personal knowledge. But I feel that this connection can be explored when I guess, observe and analyze the map. I feel like this object is very personal to me because not only is it a piece of my memory, but it allows me to find a connection with my personal experiences, whether I think that mine are able to determine whether it is stronger than the knowledge obtained on a map and in general about maps. So how can we grasp the true image of nature in our world? Well, because I was able to personally experience walking through the Japanese train station to the entertainment park, Sanrio Puro Land, I guess it exposed me to the idea of questioning, well, the validity of knowledge presented from the tourist map. And I guess the accuracy wasn't as it was supposed to match my personal experience because I was able to observe my surroundings and understand that the shapes and the symbols and the language weren't up to scale with what I saw from what I experienced practically. So knowledge is justified by the power of our own values and interpretations. And it is our responsibility to collect justification, reliability, and the credibility of determining whether it's truthful, the depiction of maps are truthful to us, and whether we can trust them, I guess. That's where we are questioning whether personal experience is what helps gain knowledge. And I think that personal experience can also question knowledge. It can question whether it is trustworthy, whether we believe that it is the right answer because we don't understand what is right and wrong. And I feel that knowledge is a way for us to, you know, I guess, make us feel like we're right about something, that knowledge is the right answer. So based on the perspective and interpretation of the tourist map, it is my responsibility to determine whether evidence, which includes shapes, symbols, and language, is truthful and valued. And my final object that I decided to focus on is a YouTube clip called Setting Fundamentals, how to set a volleyball tutorial, and it is part one of the 5 clips. So this video clip is showing a sport that I'm very passionate about and continuously strive to improve on. And my dad recommended me this video because he used to play with him on a team, and this guy has produced videos. His name is Coach Donnie, and I feel that tutorial videos are a way for us to improve or enhance our skill set, and it allows us to, you know, bring new knowledge to the table and help us get better at what we already do and what our current abilities and knowledge are. In addition to improving my own skills in volleyball, as a sports coach at my school, I watch videos that enable me to prospect different drills to develop my coaching techniques. So I try to, you know, use those techniques as well in my performance as well as my ability to teach. So I believe that this volleyball tutorial video on YouTube has a really big connection between the exhibition, because it brings me to believe that this form of communication allows me to gain knowledge that adequately improves volleyball performance. Now, I feel personally that the tutorial videos help obtain and strengthen my experiences with the sport. So my interpretation of the video is supported by the fact that I have personal experience with different volleyball techniques, and I have been taught the fundamental skills of the sport already, which then allows me to interpret the YouTube clip in a way where it strengthens my current abilities. So I'm continuously striving to get better. Therefore, videos, tutorials actually help me gain more knowledge of what I already know. It helps me improve my knowledge. So I feel that the prompt provokes me to justify how personal experience and knowledge are encapsulated with the idea of being dependent on each other. So personal experience is collected from theoretical knowledge, and however, personal experience is also required to generate new knowledge as well. So as I'm watching a video and I currently have a skill set of volleyball, I guess if I watch the video, I improve my skills. However, I feel that the coach presenting these skills in the video must have had knowledge from before he decided to teach us the knowledge. So knowledge and personal experience are inextricably linked, having the responsibility to create an interdependent relationship, accommodating for my personal experience of setting a volleyball and also building new knowledge to improve upon my current setting skills. And I feel that without personal experience, it is hard to obtain knowledge. But without knowledge, it is hard to improve personal experience, to get better. So that's why I feel that there's a mutualistic relationship or an independent relationship that will, you know, without each other, it's just you need them together in order to succeed or in order to not only gain knowledge, but improve personal experience.